Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of our new series, The UK Immigration Debate, where we discuss all things immigration. My name is Ali Zaidi and I'm a senior UK immigration solicitor from leading human rights law firm Zaidi Solicitors. Please take note that all information discussed in this podcast is for information and discussion purposes only, and is not formal legal advice about immigration law and should not be viewed as such. If you require further legal assistance, please go to the Law Society website for advice and consulting a specialist UK immigration solicitor. Today, we will be discussing David Cameron's proposed reforms of the UK's membership of the European Union. David Cameron has promised an in-out referendum prior to 2017, and he has stated that the British people face a huge decision. Prior to the proposed referendum, the UK are planning reform talks, and these reforms are set out in David Cameron's letter to the President of the European Council that outlines the following four goals. Number one, protection of the single market. Number two, setting targets for competitiveness by reducing red tape. Number three, by limiting the EU migrants' right from claiming in-work benefits, such as working tax credits, in order to top up their income. It has been proposed that the EU migrants should only be entitled to in-work benefits if they have lived and worked in the UK for at least 4 years. The first two of these aims, or these goals, seem to be rather vague and seem to be very unambitious and really lack any real detail. The third goal regarding benefits is a very serious issue, and I think David Cameron feels very strongly about the benefit issue, especially regarding EU migrants. David Cameron has actually claimed that nearly 40% of EU migrants are claiming in-work benefits and receiving an average of £6,000 per year. However, human rights groups have disputed these Home Office figures. Again, you know, these figures have been stated by Mr. Cameron and the government. However, there doesn't seem to be any evidence to substantiate that these figures are correct. The EU Commissioner has also stated that the UK's planned restrictions on in-work benefits, such as working tax credits, could infringe free movement laws. While the spokesman for the European Commission President stated that the benefits restrictions were highly problematic and they affected the fundamental freedoms of our internal market and amounted to direct discrimination between EU citizens. So what this basically means is that an EU migrant should be entitled to claim the same benefits as a national living in the UK. So if that rule changes and there's a qualifying period for EU migrants, that would amount to direct discrimination. And that would be a huge, huge problem. The fourth goal is that the UK should be exempt from an ever closer union, and instead there should be a bolstering of UK parliaments. This proposed reform confirms that the UK only wish to remain in the UK as a trading and business partner, and they are not willing to give up their sovereignty. So in essence, the UK Parliament will remain powerful and will not be bound by EU laws like other countries. So at the moment, you know, the issue of single currency and common market and so on, you know, the UK is on its own many ways because they still have their own currency and are still allowed and entitled to govern their country in the way that they deem fit. Another issue that David Cameron highlighted was he proposed longer re-entry bans for EU fraudsters who engage in criminal activities such as sham marriages. This issue has been highlighted in the national media and there have been many high-profile cases of EU migrants, mainly from East Europe, engaging in sham marriages with non-EA nationals for financial gain. Also, it has been proposed that increased powers should be provided to the Home Office to deport EU criminals. This measure has already been introduced for foreign criminals from non-EA national countries, and in some cases, an out-of-country right to appeal for non-EA nationals is only an option for foreign criminals, and basically, you know, they can only fight the deportation from outside their country. So it's possible that this approach may be used for EU migrants as well. The Labour Party's response is very interesting. The Labour Party, under the leadership of Jeremy Corbyn, have adopted a more sensible and conciliatory approach to Europe. They believe that the UK should remain in the European Union and negotiate any possible reforms with the other EU member states. Therefore, the Labour Party feel that negotiation is better than the Conservatives' approach, which appears to be blackmail or throwing your Tories out of the pram approach to politics. To summarise, David Cameron wishes to reduce the amount of unskilled EU migrants coming to the UK, and he believes this will result in limiting EU migrants from claiming in-work benefits. And the end game of all of this is to reduce net immigration. If the UK's proposed reforms are not accepted, will the result of the proposed referendum prior to 2017 be immaterial? And will this be the end, as we know it, of free movement? You have been listening to the UK Immigration Debate, and please subscribe to this episode on iTunes to ensure you get automatic notification when we release any new episodes. If you have an urgent UK immigration matter, please contact Zaidi Solicitors on 0207 416 6673 or 01582 431 333, or alternatively, go to our website at www.ukimmigrationsolicitors.com. Remember to tune in again next week to our new podcast series, The UK Immigration Debate. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.